Hey, good to see everybody. Thanks for coming out. Sorry for being a little bit late coming in. Just after reviewing the game, it was a good, solid team win. It was all three phases played well. There are a number of things that we can do better in each area. You know, we have a process. Really, no matter how the game goes result-wise, we try to look at the things we did well and build on those things, and the things that we didn't do well and improve on those things, and just try to become as much better as we can from one week to the next. So we'll just continue along that line, even with a victory. A lot of really great individual performances. A number of guys stepped up and played really, really well in this game, and it showed up in big plays and big hits in game-changing plays, and that's really, I think that ends up accounting for the, you know, sometimes that counts for that score and some of those things happening. Guys made plays, so that was a real positive. And a lot of those guys were young guys. A number of young guys have stepped in with some of the injuries that we've had and have really grown as players in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, you make your biggest progress when your young players get better. They're the guys that have the most room to get better and improve. And we have a number of guys doing that, so I think that accounts for some of our improvement the last few weeks. So that's kind of where we're at with that. As far as the injuries, really don't have anything new to report on that until Wednesday. We don't have any new information. We don't have anything major coming out of the game. Haloti, obviously, and Jimmy resting should be a plus for us. We'll just have to see how those guys look on Wednesday.
First month of the season, you had a couple of national TV games and schedules kind of irregular. You did on a good Sunday to Sunday football map. Is that helping anyone?
Yeah, it probably has, Joe. It probably has been a good thing to get on a routine. You know, we like routine, and we like to have that that process, that seven-day process between games. And players getting that rest is a big thing, and having a chance to recover is good for the players.
He was kind of tough on himself. He didn't feel like he had a good game. What did you see from that game? We saw one missed tackle, a touchdown, but were there other things, or was he just teaching him hard on himself?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about Ed. He's a great player. He is definitely his own worst critic, his own strongest critic. He has a really high standard for how he's going to play, and I'm sure that's reflected in those comments. I thought he played well. You know, Ed sets a high bar, you know, and he usually reaches it.
He indicated after the game that it was his decision to pull himself out of the game because he felt like he didn't play up to his standards.
Well, you know, I mean, as a conversation we had, you know, I had a tough time getting Terrell out of the game at one point, so we were finally able to accomplish that. So these guys have a lot of pride, and you know, these are some of the most competitive men or athletes in the world, you know, and that's kind of how that conversation goes sometimes in a game like that, but that's the way that one went.
John, we've all played sports where the coach says hands up on defense, but was that all it was yesterday, or was there something that Dean and the coaches saw?
Well, it was more an emphasis. You know, we've been trying to get that for a while, and it kind of, there's a lot of things that get that build into it, you know, a lot of assignment things and technique things, and to see that happen, you know, as a coach, whenever things start to kind of fall in place that way with a technique, and when you get the results with production like we did with the batted balls, that's a pretty rewarding feeling. I thought our guys did a great job with that.
Speaking of Dean, there's a lot of different fronts he was doing in the sub packages. Does that just speak to his you know, knowledge of the game and that sort of thing?
No question. I mean, his creativity, you know, he's had a lot that all the coaches have, and I think the players, too, are a part of that, you know, that process. A lot of those players go up and meet with Dean every Tuesday about the game plan. But they've been very creative. They've been very creative to find pressure. They've been very creative to change up the coverages. Terrell Austin does a great job in the back end. Ted and Clarence in the front end, Don with the linebackers. But they've done a really good job of mixing some fronts up and putting guys in different spots to account for some of our personnel issues. And obviously we didn't have the yardage result we probably wanted. If you watch Oakland, they put up tons of yards this year. They put up tons of yards in the second half, tons of yards in the fourth quarter especially. We were very aware of that, you know, going into this game. So we're a little disappointed with some of the yardage things. You know, we didn't want to give up those yards, and it was really five plays that counted for most of their yards. But I thought our guys did a great job creatively coming up with ideas to get them stopped.
The players' first modification on the scheme is the goal, but they seem to enjoy, you know, playing different spots, coordinating in particular, yeah. You know, you know, down line and have that speed edge. How much did that kind of branching with the guys, doing something different, you know.
No question. I mean, it's a big credit to those guys. We've got guys, and Courtney's a great example of that. Here's our top pick, our defensive player that we picked as our first pick. And he's played a number of different positions. Obviously, he's been getting better every single week. He's a smart football player. He's a physical football player. To me, he's kind of a reflection. He's kind of the guy you could look to. But it wasn't just him. It was a lot of guys. We played a lot of guys in different positions in this game. So for them to know their assignments and to execute them the way they did was a real positive for us.
Even though you guys gave up a lot of yards yesterday, and we've seen that at other points this season, it seems like when you're able to create turnovers, that despite that, it kind of, the defense kind of feeds off of it. It doesn't affect it as much. Is that what you see, or what you're saying?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, turnovers are really the name of the game. Turnovers and red zone defense. And those are two areas that we did very well with yesterday and that we've really done well with all year. Combine that with 70 rushing yards, so you've got a little more control of the run game. It's probably a good defensive outing. You know, it could have been a six-point kind of an outing, you know, but they had the big plays. And that was the points because of the two long touchdown passes, and that was the yardage accounted for in those five plays.
What do you think has made you so good in red zone defense?
Well, you know, we've got guys that understand how to play it. We've got a really creative package, Ryan. We do a lot of different things down there. It's hard to figure out what we're in, what coverage we're going to be in. I think it causes quarterbacks to hold the ball a little bit and gives us a chance to get some pressure. We're a lot better now than we were early in the year of giving up runs in the low red area. You know, we had a couple runs on us in the low red zone early. We seem to have controlled that lately. Those are probably the keys.
John, what did you see from Ja Reed looking back at the tape and his performance yesterday?
A lot of good things, you know, and some other things that he can get better at. But he's a very physical player. He's really athletic. He can bend. He can get his pads down. And that's not easy to do for a guy his size. So he played well. There were some pass protection technique issues that he had. He's got some with pass set things he's got to continue to work on that he knows about and he can work on. But all in all, he played pretty well. I don't know who'll get the bulk of it, you know, but anticipate both of those guys playing in there. And, you know, Ja's got some versatility at some other positions, too. So, of course, Bobby can play the right guard as well. So it's good to have some flexibility there.
Coach, in terms of Jacoby, he's now had 205-plus yard kickoff returns. Does he have the green light no matter how deep in the end zone he is?
I would say no. Jacoby will probably tell you yes. You know, that's probably where we're at with it right now. It depends on hang time. We don't really have a depth issue. You know, the whole dynamic of the kickoff return rules have changed. You know, and what's happened is when you bring them out that deep, the geometry of the play has changed a little bit. So you see more big plays for some reason. But when it's a high kick deep like that, then we try to keep them in there.
Dances.
He's impressed. You know, his mom and his family were right in that corner. Did you know that? Yeah, he tossed the ball to his mom, and him and his mom had that little dance thing going. So we did show it to the team today at our team meeting. I remember the Cabbage Patch, the name of it, but I don't remember the dance itself. You want to just demonstrate it for us up here? Everybody's like, please, no. Mark Zito's like, no, please, stop. The press room, smaller setting. A little more comfortable with that.
John, there was a lot of talk entering the season about how the Steelers' defense is getting old, something that you guys had to put up with as well. But, you know, I guess does it look like the demise of the Steelers' defense is kind of exaggerated? They're still playing well even without, you know, Polamalu and James Harrison for distance again.
Absolutely. Very well put. You know, it was greatly exaggerated, no doubt. Isn't that the term? Their demise is greatly exaggerated, I think, something like that. Sure. Churchill? Is that Churchill? Mark Twain?
Maybe so.
Look it up. Mark Twain, that's a consensus. You guys should know that.